Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling. My name is Doris Jackson, and I'm calling to cancel a subscription or whatever it is on my account.
All right, may I have your zip code, please?
27520.
Thank you for that. Okay, you said that first name was Doris. And give me that last name again.
Jackson.
Okay.
Would you like a reference number?
Yes, ma'am, if you have one. Order number.
All right, that number is 8518167 E. Edward M. Mary S. Sam 66 F. Frank L. Larry W. E. X. 8.
Okay, that is too much. That is too long of a number. So that wouldn't work. I have a Keith Jackson.
No, I'm not related to Keith Jackson. Can you tell me where Keith Jackson lives, maybe?
I couldn't get that information out, but if you can verify a shipping address, I can see if it matches what's on this account.
Okay. The reason I'm calling, ma'am, is the fact that for months someone has been charging $7.95 and then again $54.98 to mm-hmm. one of my credit cards, and I'm mm-hmm. just trying to put a stop to it.
Okay.
I received nothing from your company, and for the last, it looks like all year, this okay. charge has been reoccurring on one of my credit cards, and I don't know why. So, if Keith Jackson has my credit card number, you know, I would like to do something about that because he actually is stealing money from me.
Okay, I don't know if you're related to him or not, but that's, I asked Keith Jackson because that's the only Jackson that came up on the list for this zip code.
Yeah, well, I probably used my card somewhere, and you know how at the stores, the cashiers, maybe he had a way of, you know, getting my card number or something like that. And whatever it is, maybe he tried probably to buy something that was more money. But since I don't have a lot of money on this card, this person is taking whatever, you know, the $54.98 plus another $7.95. So, and it's like when I make a payment, he takes the money, you know.
Well, I mean, I can't necessarily say that. I was just saying that that's what I.
I'm looking at.
No, no, ma'am. I'm not saying that yours. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when we put in a zip code, a list comes mm-hmm. up. So, mm-hmm. Sup, I didn't see a Dorsey Jackson. I asked could possibly be under
Dorothy.
A Keith. Not Dorothy.
No.
I'm sorry. But I was asking, could it be possibly under another name? So I'm
okay.
doing a last name search. Can I get you to spell that first name for me?
D-O-R-I-S.
Doris. Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Let's see, what was the last charge you had?
Okay, I'm looking at, let me see, that's April. I'm looking at May. May 27th. Wait a second, I'm sorry. This is March. I got one for March. I have one for April. And I got to look to see.
Okay.
Charges. I can't, I don't have the May charge because I didn't go that deep. But I do have a charge here for March, a charge for April. And I'm quite sure if I go back to February, I'll probably see the same amount again. And I have nothing here in my home that, you know, that I bought. And I know I would never spend $54 on this card because I don't, it's not a whole lot. You know, it's a lot of money on this card. And I can't see, the card should have been paid off, but it's not, simply because these charges are coming up. The only thing that's on, actually, is the only charge that's on this credit card.
Gotcha.
Because I don't use it.
Okay, so I did a first and last name search. I have a list of Doris Jackson, so I have to narrow it down. Can I get you to verify an email address?
The email address would be DorisJackson526@gmail.com.
Okay, I don't have an email of that sort on any of these, so it wouldn't be any of these.
So how company, well, I know it's not probably you, ma'am, but how would this company make charges if you can't even find me in the system? That doesn't seem right or sound right at all.
Well, for one, we are a third-party call center, so we sponsor multiple online merchants. So because of that, in order for me to even know which company is billing you at all, I would have to pull up an account. So
But you
that pulls up a list of multiple customers, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did the, I searched by zip code. I didn't pull up an account under the zip code that you gave me. I did do a first and last name search. Let's see, I have a list here, but none of them match up with the email address that you just provided. So none of these accounts are yours. Let's see. All right, so I tried zip code, first and last name. And you don't have like an order number or anything like from an email confirmation or nothing like that?
No. How would I? I mean, I didn't make the purchase. So I wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't have any information. The only information that's on these credit card statements are reference numbers. And it seems like each month the reference number changes. So
okay.
On one purchase, there's also something for $7.95. Now the $7.95 was not charged in on my May statement, but it was charged on the April statement.
Okay, so Seth, you are stating that it might be a possibility that this was an order that you made. The only accurate way I'll be able to pull up an account at all, just in case the account is in someone else's name and they're using your card, would be by using the first six and last four of the card that is being billed to see if it will pull up any account at all in the system.
Okay. Now, what, again, you need the...
First six and last four.
Okay. Hold on a moment. Let me see. Can do this now. Okay, so I have the last four. I
okay.
Have two. All Okay, that's the last four. Now let me get the first six. Let's see. Okay, so 5, 4, 3, 3, 6, 0 is the first six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 1, 0, 1, 0 is the last four.
All right, and let me just repeat that. I have that first six being 5, 4, 3, 3, 6, 0, and I have the last four 1, 0, 1, 0. Correct.
Yes.
All right, give me one moment. Let's see what we can pull up here. All right, so I didn't pull up anything in this program. Give me one moment. Let me run a search in a different program, and let me see if I can dig up an account, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it, ma'am.
You're welcome. I'm going to place you on a breathe hold.
Okay.
Just letting you know, still here, ma'am.
Okay, I was I'm looking for February's statement for this card. Let's see if I
just checking in with you, ma'am. All right, so far I have checked in three programs, and I have not came up with an account yet. I have two more to check in for you, so give me a few more minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, while I have you there, apparently the charges started in April, because I'm looking at my... Okay, wait a second. All right. So, oh boy. December there. Okay. I thought I had February, but I don't. But there are no charges for December. All right. This is a January statement. So now I'm just while I'm waiting for you, I'm just checking to see when the charges started. Looks like they started in April.
All right. All right, so far I have now checked four programs for you and still have not pulled up an account. I have two more left. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Just letting you know I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was correct. So there are no charges in the month of February. So all of these charges started in the month of April.
Okay. All right, so it looks like I might have found an account for you. Can I get you to verify a shipping address for me, please?
That would be 1010 Amelia Station Way, apartment 107, Clayton, North Carolina, 27520.
All righty. Okay, so it looks like this was for pods. I do see where the original order started back on the 8th of March, where they were charged the $7.95 shipping and handling. Now, it mm-hmm. looks like along with those pods, it was also part mm-hmm. of a sweepstakes drawing in which the pods was basically a free gift welcoming you into it. And they also sent out a $100 to $125 voucher for you to be able to go online on a discount shopping store. So it looks like the $54.98 was the membership fee.
Okay, no, I would no. Maybe I do remember getting some pods, but they were free.
Yeah, the pods were free. Right, you weren't charged for the pods.
Right. So I don't. Could you just cancel me out of that program, please? Because that's all I got in the mail was pods. There nothing else. No. Coupons, no, nothing like that. And anyway, if I ordered something like that, then
it more than likely would have been part of, like, you know how you receive emails from big companies that say, hey, you got to free this, open this, and then you have to do, like, a survey. It was probably one of those. With the surveys, once you finish them, they offer free gifts at the end. Each of those free gifts are through different online merchants, and each one of them have their own set of terms and conditions to go along with them as well.
All right. Ma'am, thank you so much. I was going crazy trying to figure out what on earth. Yeah, I do remember getting some pods. They were white. They just came in the mail, but there was nothing attached to it. Nothing. That's why I didn't remember it. So, and I probably got those, like you said, the pods are free because I really did do something, but I had no idea that I was going to be charged $54 every month. So now that $54 every month that I've been charged, that card is never been paid because I've been paying on it and paying on it and paying on it, and, you know, it's just not going down. So that's what made me, you know, try to figure out what I did. So yeah, I did. I gotta admit that I bought the pods. We want to cancel whatever subscription I have to anything. Can you do that for me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm already on it for you.
Okay. Whew, thank you so much. I believe I called maybe about a week ago when I first found out about it,
mm-hmm.
and it was during the day and the representative wouldn't help me, not like you did. You know what I'm saying? So
gotcha.
Thank you so much for digging into it. I guess because it's so early in the morning, gave you something to do.
It's pretty quiet and settled.
I was in a deep sleep, you know, and I woke up and I said, you know what, let me try this again. And that's why I'm calling so early in the morning. But
You're fine. Yeah. We're a 24-hour call center. It's easier to get in around this time because, it's more settled and everything. Mm-hmm. And during the day, it's probably more hectic and busy during mm-hmm. the day, so I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do apologize for that, but we were able to get your account found on tonight, and I do have that account canceled for you, okay?
Okay, so I shouldn't see those charges anymore, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, can I get a confirmation number at least?
Yes, ma'am, I was just about to give you one.
Okay.
All right, okay. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 899-384-470.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me read that back to you. Mm-hmm. So it's C like Charlie, 899-384-470.
That is correct.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we have you canceled out, and you don't have to worry about any more charges from this company.
Okay, I appreciate that. You don't know how much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, sweetie. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You do the same, ma'am, and I thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.